When I was asked to speak to you all, I was I felt intimidated, and I felt like, what am I going to say to these kids? I'm not used to speaking to teenagers. And I moved through that. So I'm going to try to share a time of my life that I think might be something you can relate to. When I spent a good deal of my youth, most of my youth, very unhappy. Lots of pain, emotional, lots of mental or emotional anxiety and unhappiness. I was born in a very nice family. I didn't have any difficulties materially, intellectually. I had a good family. And so on the surface, I looked fine. But as a teenager, and even it started even before that, I had a lot of unhappiness within me. And I grew that way. It continued that way. I thought, well, that's who I am. I've always had a love for Jesus, for God. I grew up at a period within the church where we didn't have an awareness of we didn't have the awareness of the Holy Spirit that we do today. It was not expressed this way. But I love God. I went to Mass and so forth. But I was sad all the time in here. Basically, no one knew that. It became so common for me, so much a part of me, that I just thought, that's who I am. And I would talk to the Lord about it. And to me, God was someone I talked to all the time as a friend, I guess you'd say, but I would just tell him how miserable I was, how hurt I was, all those kinds of things. Pain, that's the one word I can describe, pain. I talked to God a lot, and I used to journal. And even, you know, throughout my youth and then into my adult years, when it got, the worse it got, the more I wrote. But I kept writing the same thing. Nothing ever changed. It was just pain. I led a double life. On the surface, I was successful, you know, as far as education goes, as far as achievement goes. I was not successful in relationships very well, and I was in a lot of pain. And I kept telling Jesus how much I hurt and how much I was unhappy. And to me, that was my relationship with him. He was someone who just listened to me and my pain and my anger. And it clouded all my decisions. It clouded all my decisions as far as high school goes, what I did, who I hung out with. I was rather rebellious, believe it or not, but I was. It clouded where I went to college. It clouded who I married. It clouded. The pain was me. I was in pain. And I just never imagined it could be any different, you know? And so that's how I lived my life. Jesus was someone that I just shared it with. And I just figured I could be strong, because I am strong. I'm a very strong person, emotionally and mentally strong. So my approach to life was just be strong, and you can gut this out, and someday you'll die. And that was pretty much it. I looked pretty good on the surface for a while. And that was my approach. We'll just keep marching. And Jesus will be with me on the slog to the end. Well, the Lord blessed me with good people in my life. That kept me from a very dark path. Because I could have gone into a very destructive direction. I could have gone and become quite self-destructive. But fortunately, I didn't, because of the people that he got, that he sent into my path. And eventually, because I continued going to church, you know, I really worked hard at surviving emotionally. So eventually, I met this group of people a number of years ago, and they embraced me, and I wanted to be embraced with all my pain, and they invited me eventually to a Life in the Spirit seminar, which I knew nothing about, and which I really didn't, I had the opportunity through my family to go into the Life in the Spirit earlier, but too much pain for that, and too much anger for that, as far as the family introduction goes. But when I was at St. Elizabeth Ann Seton, I went down that path. So I went through the process. I was one of those people who didn't open the presents. I took the presents, and I put them aside because I just was not good enough for these presents. How could these presents be for someone like me, with all my pain and all my darkness and all my anger that no one knew about? And I figured, well, I'll just keep working hard, you know. But it never, I never opened the presents, you know. And this went on for a long time. So to get to the point here, eventually, when I got to a point where it was pretty much, I was pretty much immobilized. I couldn't even work. And when I can't work, you know, it's almost over. When I couldn't work, because work was who I was, I knew that the end was either going to be the end or it has to be something else. And I would cry. I'd say, why? I couldn't write anymore because I didn't have to keep writing. All I had to do was read what I used to write because nothing changed except the names of the people in the writing. It was just the same life of turmoil and so forth. But something, the spirit kept working. And I realized, Mary, what are your fruits? Where's the joy? Remember that list up there? We have the gifts and we have the fruits. You don't have the fruits of the Spirit. You don't have the joy. You don't have any peace. You don't have any of those things. You're working hard. But where are your fruits? And that really started to convict me, you know? And I started to realize maybe I'm doing something wrong. And so eventually I started opening those gifts. And my life, and the word is surrender. The word is surrender. And words have power. In our language, when we think of the word surrender, in our secular language, we think of giving up. We think of something negative. We think of losing. But when we, spiritual surrender is not that. It's all the opposite. It's winning, because we're putting aside all that darkness within us, and we're letting the Lord bring in his light. So I had to learn that. And the other thing, to accept power. When we say power in the world, we mean domination. We mean hurting. We mean taking away something from someone else. We want to have power, you know. But that's not what spiritual power is. Spiritual power is letting the Lord using his power within us. It took me many years, decades of my life, lots of wreckage. And I think the Spirit really guided whoever made the list of speakers and witnesses. You have a choice today. You heard from two young people. And now you're hearing from me. I've got a lot of regret. I spent a lot of life in a lot of pain. Those two young people, they made a choice that I didn't make until a long time passed. You are at a point Make the choice. Me or them. Years of, you may succeed, you know, you may do well in school and you may get a good job and all that. I'm talking about on the spiritual realm. Make the choice, because it will affect every decision you make in your life. And there could be a lot of wreckage. So I think juxtaposing those two young people and me, I'm happy now. I don't mean to say I just think, wouldn't it have been nice to have been able to open those presents a long time ago? So think about it.